Lecture 1. What is psychology and how it helps you lead your best life? Would you like a lottery ticket? I just bought you one. It cost me one whole dollar. But here's the good thing. You can win up to $5,000. It's called the money game. This is a scratch-off ticket. Now, what I want you to do is imagine that you're holding this lottery ticket in your hand. I just bought it for you. You look down and you see all of these dollar bill signs. The only thing you have to do to win $5,000 is to get the right answer. And it only cost me a dollar to give you this experience. But here's the thing. I just had a change of heart. I want to buy your lottery ticket back from you. What's your selling price? Now think about that. You know the value of this lottery ticket that I just gave you. It's a dollar. But the moment that you own that ticket, something magical happens. You can't describe it, but you want to sell it back to me for more than a dollar. I do this activity the first day of class every time I teach Psych 101. And it's hilarious the responses that I get. Students say, "Really? You want to buy it back? How about $2? And I say, "Really? $2? They say, "Well, actually, maybe $3 or $4. And I get my wallet out and I have a lot of $1 bills. And now the students get really excited. They say, "Well, actually, I really love this lottery ticket and it's going to cost you $7. $7, will you buy it back?" I say, "Sure." I give them $7. I take the ticket back and I say, "You just learned your first psychology lesson. What you just saw is something called the endowment effect. As soon as we own something, we endow it with more meaning, with more value than it actually has." Now, I often save the funniest part for last. I tell students I would have gone up to $20. Now, imagine you're in this situation. You're offered a job as an executive vice president at a very large company. You've worked your entire life to get a position like this. It has great health insurance, a matching 401k plan. And during your negotiation, your new boss gives an interesting salary option. The first option is that they're going to pay you $50,000 a month. That's $600,000 a year. That's a lot of money. Now, it's not only a large salary, but your new boss tells you there are going to be possible salary increases and bonuses after your first 12 months at the company. That's option number one. But then your boss smiles and says, "I have another option for you. Do you want to be paid in pennies?" You start laughing and you say, "Pennies?" And your boss nods and said, "Just listen. According to this plan, you'd be paid a penny your first day, which would double each day for the first month. Your salary at the end of that first month would be permanent. After that point, there is zero possibility you will ever earn a salary increase. You'll also never earn a bonus. This will be your salary for life." And here's the kicker. Your new boss says you have to decide which option you take in the next 30 seconds. Which would you choose? Let's do some quick math. Now, I know what you're thinking. $50,000 a month is amazing, and who wants to get paid in pennies anyway? But your mind might be playing a trick on you.